The new film, Sets Tape, is a mediocre rom-com, but you've got to admit the two stars have a good working relationship, or at least you assume they have, since they spend a considerable amount of time together in states of nudity, semi-nudity, quasi-nudity, or requiring the use of nude stunt doubles. In fact, if you see one movie this summer, and your priority is to see every freckle on Jason Segel and Cameron Diaz that an R rating will allow, this is the flick for you. Actually, the movie is not just 90 minutes of prurient interest, and it changes gears more than you'd expect, which is both good and bad. Early on, the movie is a lot of observational humor about how sex evolves in a couple's relationship. At first, it's hot, ecstatic, and incessant for Annie, played by Diaz, and Jay, played by Segel. But then comes marriage, kids, and a suburban routine, and then getting it on becomes something they do by appointment, while also trying to keep it spontaneous and also hoping there are no hang-ups to deflate the mood. So, in an effort to get some excitement and novelty back, they make a 3-hour epic sets tape of themselves duplicating every position in The Joy of Sets, not realizing that the tape on Jay's iPad has been disseminated on all the apps he's personally programmed and handed out as gifts to friends, family, and associates. That's because it's in sync and it's gone into the cloud, and don't ask me. I'm still setting the time on my VCR. At this point, the film largely drops the sets angle and becomes a chase comedy with the couple trying to retrieve all the iPads they've given out. This brings them to knock on the front door of Rob Lowe, who's playing the casual Bill Gates-type CEO of an online company that's about to contract with Diaz for her mommy blog. The comic high point of the movie is their misadventures inside Lowe's mansion. Segel is chased all over the house by a tenacious junkyard dog. Diaz, trying to keep Lowe occupied, gets overly wired on cocaine. And we find that Lowe's predilections are even stranger than a porn tape. Like, how about a Disney fetish? There might be some in-jokes at work here, given Rob Lowe's own past with a sets tape and his infamous appearance with Snow White at the Oscars. The filmmakers here are used to working with each other. Director Jake Kasdan directed both stars in the film Bad Teacher. The writers here include Segel himself, a frequent collaborator of his, Nicholas Stoller, and sitcom writer Kate Angelo. The stars are likable, but the script and direction don't always support them. They get some help in the supporting cast, including Rob Corddry and Ellie Kemper as a fellow married couple, Harrison Holzer as a pudgy teen blackmailer, and a cameo appearance from Jet Black as the proprietor of a CompuPorn business who proves to be a surprisingly effective couples counselor. On the whole, I liked the old-fashioned slapstick in the movie more than the sexcapades. In its final moments, the movie makes the mistake of revealing some of the highlights from the tape, but what the audience could imagine is more bizarre and funny than what you see here. In the end, Sets Tape rises to the occasion, only to 2 stars out of 5. For the Friday Film Review, sponsored by the Utah Film Center, I'm Rick Braff.